Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, from the studios of Teeing It Up in the swamps of Jersey and Fort Myers, Florida, the home of the Boston Red Sox. And who was the other team, Luke?
The Minnesota Twins.
Minnesota Twins, thank you. I forgot that information in 5 seconds. It shows you how excited I am that you're in Fort Myers. And the Minnesota Twins, this is Teeing It Up presents the NFL Sunday Sprint for a Saturday, January the 10th, the year 2015. Also, Fort Myers, the home of a lot of winter snowbirds. What is the weather down there this morning?
Oh, it's a pretty nice day. You know, it's a little cooler up north in Florida, so nice to get down here. I think it's probably in the 70s today. The sun is out. It's a beautiful Saturday.
And it's 18 degrees here.
Ouch.
Yeah, and the wind chill's even colder. The wind chill, this is a fine monologue, by the way, because there was nothing for us to talk about in the monologue, so this is a nice monologue replacement. The wind chill is 4 right now.
Oof, I don't envy you guys up there.
No. Okay, we're going to talk some football. It's going to be cold over the next couple of days, and Luke, your Vikings are not in it, my Jets are not in it, but some of our enemies are still in it, and we start off with the Ravens and the Patriots. This game will also be played in very cold weather, but these teams are built for the cold, so that's not a factor. The Ravens have the most momentum, being that they played last week. The Patriots have had a week to sit on the couch. Bill Belichick said, the game is outside, we will practice outside. If you were a member of these teams, would you want to practice outside or inside?
Of course, I would rather be inside, but I think it's perfect football weather. Maybe a little too cold for perfect football weather, but it's about the area that you want for playoff football. You know, it adds to the environment, and it'll be a great couple of games this weekend. But these guys are getting paid enough. They can go practice outside, get ready for the game today against between the two best playoff teams since 2000, and it should be a great matchup. It's one that, you know, the Patriots have such a home field advantage, but looking through the past 5 years, the Ravens have been the one team that have been able to beat them in New England. So if the Patriots were Superman, the Ravens would be their kryptonite.
As we look at it, with this game, we've seen Tom Brady struggle in recent playoff games, and it's kind of odd because he's been so good in the regular season, and yet we've seen him just not perform very well elsewhere. Are you concerned? Are you worried if you were a Patriot fan about how Tom Brady plays today, or are you more confident that he'll come out there and perform like he should?
Yeah, you know, everyone likes to bring up the numbers since the whole Spygate incident, how the Patriots haven't been as successful since that whole thing came out. But you know what? Rob Gronkowski is healthy of something that they missed the last couple of years. And he's a huge part. We saw the difference between the offense with him and without him. And you just can't ever doubt Tom Brady, whether it's regular season, postseason, one of the greatest quarterbacks in the game. And so, you know, if I'm a Patriot fan, I'm confident with him under center, no matter who the Patriots are facing, no matter when the game is. But on the other side, you have a guy in Joe Flacco who maybe had the best year of his career this season, but I still think he's a middle-of-the-pack quarterback in this league. Yet for whatever reason, in the postseason, he really elevates his game. And in his last 9 playoff games alone, 20 touchdowns, just 3 interceptions. So if I'm the Patriots, I'm more concerned about the other quarterback and trying to slow him down today than my own guy.
As you look at this game, obviously Joe Flacco has performed well in the playoffs. He was a Super Bowl MVP. He, you know, wants to assert himself as an elite quarterback. When I look at this game, though, I look at the Ravens rushing attack. Everybody thought I would be hurt after Ray Rice goes down, but that rushing attack has actually performed very well, and that could be the key to keep the ball out of Tom Brady's hands.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. For as good as Flacco has been this year and in the playoffs, I think it does come down to the run game for the Ravens. And Justin Forsett has had a fantastic year for Baltimore, and he's going to need to do the same today against the Patriots team that has been pretty vulnerable against the run at times. You mentioned that would help Tom Brady stay off the field. It also helps out Joe Flacco if you have a good run game. I think that's the quarterback's best friend. So for the Ravens, you know, if they could get Forsett going early and often, that'd be a huge advantage for them in all facets of the ball game. And that's really what helped. I know it's 5 years ago, the teams aren't the same, but that's what helped the Ravens dominate the Patriots in that playoff game in New England back in 2009. They were able to run all over them, ran the ball something like 55 times, kept Brady off the field, and were successful at moving the ball on the ground and really beat up the Patriots that day. So I think a similar game plan today, despite the differences in these teams over the past 5 years, a similar game plan would serve the Ravens very well.
Don't forget about Bernard Pierce. Your winner tonight is?
Oh, man. You know what? I'll still say the Patriots, but it wouldn't shock me one bit if the Ravens win.
I'm the same way. I am the exact same way.
I just don't want to go against Brady, but I really, deep down in my heart, I think the Ravens will pull off the upset. I'm just not gutsy enough to say it.
Okay, we'll see if Luke is gutsy enough to pull another upset as we move on here. Do you think Carolina can beat Seattle? This might be the most lopsided game of the whole weekend.
You know what? I think they can. I don't think they will. In this one, I am decisive. I'm going with the Seahawks to win this game. But I do think the Panthers can keep it close, and I think they can have a shot because of their defense. These are the top two defenses over the past 5 weeks of the regular season. They allowed the fewest points in the league. Panthers allowed less than 12 points per game, while Seattle didn't allow a single fourth-quarter point in their last six games. So the defenses came around after a slow start. And these two teams have played very tight, close games during Cam Newton and Russell Wilson's career. Now, Seattle's won all three, but they've only been decided by a total of 13 points. So I think the Panthers are able to keep it close again, mainly because of that defense in Seattle, but I don't think Cam Newton will be able to put up enough points on the road for the Panthers to pull off the upset.
Might be the most lopsided game of the whole weekend. Seattle surging, maybe the bye week leads to a slow start coming in. But I honestly think that this is a lopsided Seattle victory. And also, remember, it's at home. This game is in Carolina. Maybe they have a bigger chance. But with this game at home, I just don't see it.
Yeah, you know, those previous three matchups that I brought up, all those were in Carolina. So this is Cam Newton's first opportunity to go into Seattle. He's been a 500 quarterback on the road, which is pretty good for a young quarterback like himself. But, yeah, we talk all season long about Seattle's home field advantage. And this is really something that Cam Newton really hasn't faced in his career. There's nothing much like Seattle in the postseason. So see how Newton and the Panthers are able to handle it. But this is a game where home field advantage plays a huge role.
And they got to get off to a quick start, because if they do not get off to a quick start, they could be in trouble. Because if they get off to a quick start, at least you can try to take the crowd out of it. If they don't, that crowd is just going to build and build and build.
Yeah, the crowd, and also similar to the Ravens' whole game plan, if the Seahawks are able to get out in front, they can hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch even more, and I think that's more trouble. As good as Russell Wilson has been, I would rather him try to beat me than the ground game of Seattle if I'm the Panthers' defense.
Your winner tonight?
I got to go with the Seahawks in this one.
And I'm also with the Seahawks. We move on here on the Sunday Sprint to what's probably the game of the weekend, the battle of future 2016 potential presidential candidates. We have Scott Walker versus Chris Christie and the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers. I won't make you comment on sweaters. I will make you comment on the frozen tundra. It's going to be very cold up there. Does this hurt the Cowboys?
I think it can. But, you know, they're a team that is built partially to handle it with the ground game they do have. Now, they're not playing, you know, inside on turf, and that can slow down the passing game and guys like Dez Bryant. But if it leads to them pounding the ball more with DeMarco Murray, I don't think that necessarily really hurts this Cowboys offense. I think it will affect them somewhat, but they're also built, if they alter their game plan, that I think they can handle it enough. At the same time, on the other side, the Packers, I know they're used to playing at home in Green Bay, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem too affected by the cold, but same idea where they're so pass-oriented compared to their run game. If it's too cold and you have to try to pound things out on the ground, that certainly plays to the Cowboys' defense if it takes the ball somewhat out of Rodgers' hands.
And I think, look, that, you know, we got to see how Aaron Rodgers is feeling. If he can run, that brings two dimensions. If he's one-dimensional and he can only pass, it's going to change the way that Dallas and that resurgent defense goes about this. That, I think, is the biggest key to this game. It's not Tony Romo, as much as people may want to say Tony Romo has to perform in a big spot. This is going to come down to, in my mind, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers and his health, if he's anywhere close to his normal self, this is a game that probably Green Bay wins. If not, I think Dallas wins this game.
Yeah, I'm with you because Rodgers, personally, I think he's the best quarterback in the league right now. And I think a big part of it is because of that mobility. He's so dangerous in the back the backfield, especially when he gets out of the pocket. So if he's unable to move around, it certainly will affect that Packers offense. But, you know, the Packers, outside of that Super Bowl run, they're 1-4 in the other five games under Aaron Rodgers in the postseason. And I'm not saying that's Rodgers' fault because he's played great in those games. But sometimes even Aaron Rodgers at his best hasn't been enough for Green Bay to win in the postseason because of their defense. And I don't think their defense is that great this year either. So they're going to have to perform well defensively against Tony Romo, who's playing very well right now.
Who's your winner?
I hate to continue to go at all favorites, but I will take the Packers at home where they play very well.
I'm going to go with the Packers too, but I'm telling you, if Rodgers isn't right, I'll quickly swap my pick.
Yeah, I agree.
And finally, Manning versus Luck, Indy versus Dallas. This is a game that I think could be the tightest of the whole weekend. This could go either way.
I think it's going to be a great weekend of football because I could see in all four of these games, I could see either team winning. But the Broncos, yeah. You know, Peyton Manning, we know about Manning's struggles at the end of the season, but he's been so much better at home. His quarterback rating 29 points higher at home than on the road, second best home rating in the NFL, and that's where the Broncos are playing. So it's playoffs, it's at home. I expect Peyton Manning to perform well.
And as we look at it right now, is this, you know, the most crucial? I feel like we say this every year, but is this, you know, with Peyton and his body, it's like, is this the last stand? Do you believe this is the last stand? I think most people would say no, but do you think in Peyton's mind, he's saying to himself, this could be the last stand?
It very well could be. I mean, the way he performed at the end of last season, I don't know what was going on behind the scenes. That was a health thing, if the body was breaking down or what. But he wasn't himself. Arm strength, number-wise, decision-making, everything in the last couple of weeks of the season. And there's been a couple of rumors, nothing that has really made it to mainstream, but about Peyton Manning potentially retiring in the offseason. I think he'll be back next year. But, yeah, this may be his last opportunity, or at least his last best opportunity to make a final run.
Me too. Sorry, excuse me. My voice was not trying to make it to Sunday. I'm with you that I don't think I do think he comes back. I do wonder if he wins the Super Bowl if he retires. That could be a scenario where he leaves on top of the world with a ring, with his health intact, presumably. You know, but we'll see there. Look, for me, this game is about Andrew Luck. He makes sometimes ill-advised throws that turn into turnovers. He's got to be smart with the football.
Yeah, he does, going up against the Broncos offense that he's going to have to keep pace with. But he looked good last week. We talked last week on the show that he's still, you know, at the time, kind of having to prove himself in the playoffs. And last week was a good start. Now a tougher test going into Denver. But the two previous games between these two quarterbacks decided by one score in each of those ball games, high-scoring games. So Luck has fared well against Peyton, and I expect the same tomorrow. Should be a great quarterback matchup.
Yeah. Who's your winner?
I hate to do it, but I'm going to go with the Broncos.
I'm also going to go with the Broncos, too. I just think that there's too much talent here on that team, too many weapons. If he can use his weapons like we know Peyton can, I think this is a Broncos victory. You know, it's interesting. We got 30 seconds here. Really quickly, have you changed who's going to win the Super Bowl in your mind?
Not yet.
No. And we'll see if this weekend makes a difference, but I'm also the same way. I really think this is either a Seattle or a New England Super Bowl, depending on who gets in. Enjoy your football weekend, my friend.
Likewise.
Enjoy your Saturday. We're back on Sunday next week for the conference championships. Have a great day.